Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. Sunny and 80 degrees today. It's 8:23.
So my thing with Phelps is I wanted to do a starting five.
Mm-hmm.
Is he like the last actual great role model in sports? And when I thought about it, I'm saying to myself, I mean, the guy is the single most decorated Olympian in the history of Olympians. And then you got the two DWIs.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you got the bong hit video. But
now he's got a baby and a wife. And right. That's all he cares
right.
So about.
So I'm looking at it. Is he's a young guy.
Mm.
He's made his mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Learned from his mistakes.
Right.
And that's even if they were, you know, the bong hits, I don't think is a mistake. That's just life. The DWIs, those are mistakes. Yeah. And you learn from them. And you would think you would have learned the first time, but you didn't. Sometimes, you know, when you have that kind of juice behind you, you think you're superhuman and you're beyond everything. I think, you know, having this, getting married, he's about to get married, and having a kid made of grounded him.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were going to do a starting five of current athletes.
Right, who are role models.
Do you still put Phelps in there? I mean, I think he makes the list, whether he makes the five because of that, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll make it because there's... I mean, right away, I think of Steph Curry in the NBA and LeBron, who both, as much as I don't like LeBron,
right?
Have they done anything wrong? They seem like
LeBron,
they do good stuff. They're solid, clean image. LeBron does charity stuff that's just like leaking out that he does so much for kids.
Brett, didn't LeBron just send like 5,000 kids to Disney World or something along those lines or to some amusement park?
He donated $41 million and put like 1,500 kids in college or something like that.
And then
$41 million?
Yep.
It's a lot of coin.
Wow, that should be a huge headline.
Dude,
awesome.
Remember that day he woke up one day and went to Nike's offices and signed a contract for $500 million?
Mm. Yeah, that.
But I'm just saying, so let's just gather names and we'll try and get to the five. Phelps, LeBron, Curry.
Right.
They got to be active?
They got to be active.
Yeah, because otherwise you'd have Jeter and who knows who else.
Right. They got to be active.
Forever.
So if you sit back, Tom Brady.
Current active.
Tom Brady, although he did knock up this one chick and then leave her while she was pregnant to go with Giselle.
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
And then there's a whole cheating thing. But you have to write his name down, right? If you define a winner and you define a champion.
Well, we're talking about role model, not who's a winner.
I got you.
We're talking about role models, not who's a winner.
But he's not getting locked up for drugs. He's not smacking women around. There's no domestic violence. There's no, and you know.
He dumped a pregnant girl and he's always in headlines next to the word cheat. How does he become a role model?
I'm still writing down.
I mean, great.
Clearly,
he's a great quarterback with a hot wife.
My definition of role model and your definition of role model might be a little bit different. And I don't think people should use athletes as role models, but they do.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. What about Gronkowski?
You can identify with them. Gronkowski?
No.
No. No.
All right.
How about someone like Dale Earnhardt Jr.? Isn't he like a...
I don't know. I don't know enough about...
He's got the name. I can't think of anything negative that's come out about him. I mean, he seems like a super clean red, white, and blue guy. 955-WBAB, are there any true real role models left without marks on their record?
Current athletes.
Yeah, current athletes only. All right. 827, see who you got next. Right now, Ted S. Traffic.
Your BAB, Sunrise Toyota, Long Island Traffic.
Sale and internet prices. Expires 8/31/16.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. It's 831. With the Olympics closing and everything, we're just talking about Michael Phelps. And if he is one of those guys who's a role model for kids to look up to, and how many real... clean, solid role models are there left? I mentioned LeBron and Steph Curry.
Here's what we got so far. Phelps, LeBron, Steph Curry, you said Earnhardt Jr.,
yeah.
Tom Brady.
That's my impression of him anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about Brady and Phelps. I don't know. Does that disqualify them because of the controversies they've had? Good morning, BAB. You got something. Go ahead.
Hey, I would argue that Antonio Brown is actually a decent guy in the NFL.
I'll write him down. I don't know enough about him to say no.
He's just a nice guy off the field. He doesn't do anything bad. I've never seen him get into a fight on the field. He does good at what he does.
I'll tell you who I would look at, and I just saw the thing for the Barclays. Jordan Spieth.
Oh, that's good.
That kid's a 20-something-year-old kid who just, like, put it forward, put his head down, and became the greatest golfer of the country, you know?
That's pretty good.
You know?
Shiny and clean, does everything right, but he's got time. He's got time to mess it up. All right. 955-WBAB. Who are the... really good, solid role models.
And honestly,
models,
you know, somebody called up about Carmelo Anthony, and I know he just won the Olympics, but I think they got to be a champion.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. I don't know.
Why? I don't mind you coming here.
35.
And I'll say it again. I don't even really love the idea, but it's just a way of part of life that kids will look up to athletes as role models.
Absolutely.
You know, you kind of wish they would look up to the people around them, but it's just the way it is. And we're talking about, out of all the current athletes, whatever the sport is, mm-hmm. who do you think, trying to do a starting five of the role models from whatever the sport is. So far we have Phelps, LeBron, Curry, Steph Curry, Earnhardt Jr., Tom Brady, but I think you're right. I think that's going to get crossed off. Somebody called Antonio Brown. I don't know enough about him. Mm-hmm. Jordan Spieth we have in there as well from golf.
Who would you add to the role models list? We're doing the big list, then we'll narrow it down to five. Go ahead.
David Wright.
I was just thinking about him, and I think I'll write him down. I think the injuries might keep him out.
Well,
I don't see where injuries come into role models, though, you put Michael Phelps on and look at the pop thing with him, so.
Hey, every guy we're going to mention has had injuries.
Yeah, that's true. But
David Wright hasn't won, but yeah. He's definitely a role model for kids. I don't think there's any question about it.
Oh, yeah, no question. Absolutely.
What about Eli?
That's a good one.
Eli
Manning.
Eli who? Eli who?
Eli Whitney invented the cotton gin. Come on.
Some sort of communist, you?
Sorry, guys.
Two-time champion.
Eli Manning's a good one.
Super Bowl MVP. Squeaky clean.
Yep. Seems to live his life on the right side of it. He tries very hard to do the right thing. Nice family man. Yeah, he's definitely on the list. 955 WBAB, who do you want to add on there? We'll narrow it down to the starting five coming up on
Lawrence
BAB.
Taylor? No?
No. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. It's 841, sunny and 80 degrees today. We're talking about how many real true role models there are left in sports who really, you know, really, if your kid's going to look up to a guy, do you want him to look up to Michael Phelps? Maybe you do, maybe you don't, depending on how much you remember or put weight on him with his two DUIs, DWIs, whatever, and these pictures of him with the bong and the weed and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what a great Olympian. Maybe he makes your list, maybe he makes this list, maybe he doesn't.
Phelps, LeBron, Steph Curry, Earnhardt Jr., Tom Brady, Antonio Brown, Jordan Spieth, David Wright, and Eli Manning. That's mm-hmm. what we're at so far.
Who makes the list? And then we'll knock it down to the starting five. Good morning. Go ahead.
What about Serena?
Oh, that's good.
Serena's great.
That's really good.
Serena's great.
I don't know much about tennis, but Serena or Venus Williams, they just jump out at me as they seem to do it right. You know, I mean, for girls especially, look at these girls. They dominate.
You want to talk about a role model for a female athlete.
Yeah.
I don't think there is a better one than Serena Williams. You look at the body on that. The body, like, it's okay to be a strong, strong woman. Like, you don't, like.
She'd kill us.
She's actually the one. Roger and I have had this discussion. I don't know if we ever talked about it on the air. She's the one woman I'd be afraid to fight. Yeah. Like, not, I mean, Ronda Rousey, whatever it is. But, like, I'm talking about, you get into an argument, like, I'm running from Serena Williams.
And she's catching you.
Like a bitch. Yeah. I'm running from Serena Williams.
Hey, thanks for the call. Hi, B.A.B., you got another one to add on.
Yeah, what about David Ortiz?
Ooh. You know, you can say everything you want about David Ortiz. You cannot deny the steroid allegations. You can't.
Yeah, well, but there was no. You can't deny that nothing happened.
Listen, they never proved. A-Rod never tested positive either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
I think
the way they think of him. I mean, you go the other side of the canal. You go to Connecticut. I mean, they enshrine that guy.
No, I know.
Absolutely.
Look, even here, Yankee fans. As a Yankee fan, and Brett's the biggest Yankee. One of the biggest Yankee fans I know. He's got a ton of respect for David Ortiz. We all do.
Yeah, I do. I'm a Yankee fan myself, and I just think, you know.
But probably one of the cleanest guys in baseball is like Mike Trout from the Angels. Like that kind of guy. Kids look up to him.
Another good one.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's never been, I mean, nothing mentioned. He's a very young guy, too.
I'll put in Trout. I can't do Ortiz because of the steroids.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I'll go with Trout.
Later. Is Trout the one that's been, like, living at home with his parents and then just bought farmland? Like, he lives in New Jersey.
I think that's right.
And then, like, he just bought, like, acres of farmland in New Jersey so because he just wants to stay from where he's from. He doesn't want to know anything else.
He does a lot of stuff for kids because he's a little smaller built. The kids look up to him and love him. He makes the all-star team all the time.
So we got Phelps, LeBron, Steph Curry, Earnhardt Jr., Tom Brady, Antonio Brown, Jordan Spieth, David Wright, Eli Manning, Serena Williams, Trout.
Any others to add, unless we got to get this list down to five?
I think it should be pretty easy.
Starting five role models left in sports. 955-WBAB. More of your calls coming next. 844 is Ted.
Your BAB, Sunrise Toyota, Long Island Traffic, Southern State, eastbound, getting into
there. BAB. Who are the role models left in sports who have like who are like clean image, good role models for kids? 955-WBAB. You got one that we missed before we narrow it down? Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, BAB. Another one added to the list, although a little bit young. What about Simone Biles? She came from a very dysfunctional home. She came from a drug-addicted mother, removed from the family.
Right.
Removed from everything in her environment and around her. Homeschooled and stuck her nose to the grindstone. This is what she wanted to do, and she never wavered. And she just worked hard and worked consistently. And look at where she is.
That's a really good
point. She persevered and made it, and she's the greatest ever, they're saying.
All right, so let's... Yeah. What's her first name, Simone?
Simone Biles, yeah.
All right.
Simone Biles.
Hey, right, thanks. Good job.
We got to get this thing down to five.
All right, so we'll do that next. We got a big list of the greatest role models in sports for kids right now.
Just looking
players.
At this, I think I could take off Tom Brady.
I think so.
Yeah.
Not really a stretch.
As I'm
in my mind, I don't even think Phelps is going to make it.
As I'm remembering, he's serving a four-game suspension.
All right, we'll get it down to the starting five role models for kids in sports coming next. Right now, BAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 8:54. Sunny and 80 degrees today. All right, 955-WBAB. We're putting together a list of current athletes who are the real good role models for kids who are left. A lot of people have black marks against them. Who are the people who are out there who are squeaky clean? We need help knocking it down, too. Good morning, BAB, because we got to get down to the starting five. It's a big list. Go ahead. What do you got?
Hey, BAB, everybody's forgetting. To me, the ultimate role model in sports is by far Derek Jeter.
Yeah, but he's retired. We're talking current athletes.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't catch that part.
But
sorry,
you know what?
Okay. That's okay.
Hey, what's your name, man? What's your name?
Ronnie.
All right, Brian. We're going to get Ronnie or Brian?
No, Ronnie.
All right, Ronnie, we got to get this down to five. I'm going to give you a name. You tell me keep him or dump him, okay?
You have the final power here.
Michael Phelps.
Keep him.
LeBron James.
Keep him.
Steph Curry.
Yeah, keep him.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Dump him.
Antonio Brown.
Dump him.
You know what? Odell Beckham Jr.?
Oh, wow.
Keep him. What do you think?
I'm cool with that for now. Jordan Spieth.
So many, man. Dump him.
David Wright.
Keep him.
Eli Manning.
Keep him.
Serena Williams.
Definitely keep her.
Trout. Mike Trout.
Dump him. Trying to get it down to five, you know?
Simone Biles, the Olympian.
Keep him.
To her. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We got to get rid of three. Going again. I think we can all agree with Phelps and LeBron will stay.
Definitely.
Steph Curry.
Yes.
How are we going to...
All right, so
we got to narrow it down.
Okay, we'll narrow it down.
He's got too many.
Phelps, LeBron, Curry. Keep all three of them. I think you go...
Do you keep Phelps? I think you dump Phelps.
He's gone.
I don't think you dump him.
Gone.
I don't think you dump
him. Two DUIs and a picture of him smoking bong.
And he bounced back.
Not squeaky clean.
But he's proof that you can come back from your mistakes and go on to be a champion.
Not squeaky clean. Bye.
I'm not getting rid of Phelps. You can suck
There's eight people. We got to get rid of somebody.
Okay.
If you don't dump him, you got to dump people who have never done that.
I think we can get rid of Odell Beckham Jr.
Yep.
That's fine with me, too.
Too early. I think you can get rid of David Wright only because out of everybody here, he's not a champion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay? And I think Simone Biles, it's a little bit too early. Mm-hmm. So I think you can go Phelps, LeBron, Curry, Eli, and Serena Williams.
LeBron,
or do you want to take off Eli and put in Simone Biles?
No, Eli stays.
I would
Eli
take out Phelps and put in Simone Biles. I really would.
No. Not happening.
I don't understand how a guy with two DUIs makes the role model
because
list.
He bounced back.
According
he's human
to you.
Being,
Ted, what do you got?
I wouldn't put him on.
You're a dick, too.
3-1.
Just doesn't make any sense.
One bottle.
Bye, Phelps.
I don't know what to tell you, Stan.
Simone Biles is in.
Wow.
Congratulations,
she's
Simone.
She's like 12, but she's in.
Yeah. She doesn't have a period yet.
No, she's older than that.
She hasn't gotten a period yet, but she's a role model.
She's great.
There you go.
She is great.
So we got Biles, Curry.
LeBron.
I threw the list, so I don't have it in front of me. It's on the floor right by your feet.
That was your responsibility. You blew it.
It's on the last page.
What page was it on?
All the way to the last page. Literally the last page of the book. I'm out. Turn it around.
All right, LeBron, Curry, Eli Manning, Serena Williams, Simone Biles. That's perfect. Those people are untouchable.
There you go.
No DUIs, no bong smoking pictures.
You guys are dicks. Because you're all so perfect.
Here's Ted.